Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this hadith is about the virtue of leniency or tolerance, forbearance. As you know, this is one of the prophetic dispositions and virtues. The Prophet, as you know, he was very lenient and merciful and kind to the people. Many accounts have been narrated regarding this. In fact, there are so many accounts that it's probably not even possible to enumerate all of them. A book, a mini voluminous book, would have to be written just recounting and narrating all of these incidents from the Prophet Muhammad. Just by way of example, in one account, it's been narrated that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was praying the congregational prayers in the mosque, and it so happened that a woman had come to the mosque to pray in the congregational prayers with the Prophet, and she brought her newborn infant with her. And during the prayer, the newborn infant began to cry. And apparently, the crying was because the baby was hungry and it required to be suckled by the mother. And the Prophet became cognizant and aware of this matter. And because of it, he increased the speed of the prayer and finished the prayer more rapidly than he would have under normal circumstances. And after the prayer was finished, the people asked the Prophet why he had done this, and he indicated that the reason why this was so. Whereas it was not really, necessary for him to do so. You know, no baby will die from hunger. No child will die from hunger. Nobody dies from hunger, but nothing would have happened if he had, prayed a little longer than usual. But the Prophet, out of his kindness and mercy, he decided to shorten the prayer. So this leniency is a virtue. It's a prophetic virtue, and it's necessary for all of us who wish to adopt the virtues of the Holy Prophet to follow in him. The Prophet said, "No sooner is leniency added to something than it adorns it." Meaning leniency is an embellishment that adorns and beautifies every other virtue. And no sooner is it taken away from something than it spoils it. Okay? No matter how good an action is, if it's not accompanied by kindness and mercy, that good deed, becomes corrupted and it becomes spoils. So if we want to adorn our virtues, our other virtues, with an adornment and an embellishment and beautify them, it's necessary for us to pair that virtue with leniency and kindness. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of leniency in the words and actions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.